It is right to remember the names of those who gave us strength in this choice of living. It is right to name the power of hard lives well lived. We share a history with those lives. We belong to the same motion. They too were strengthened by what had gone before. They too were drawn on by the vision of what might come to be. Those who lived before us, who struggled for justice and suffered injustice before us, have not melted into the dust and have not disappeared. They are with us still. The lives they lived hold us steady. Their words remind us and call us back to ourselves. Their courage and love evoke our own. We, the living, carry them with us. We are their voices, their hands, and their hearts. We take them with us, and with them choose the deeper path of living. Here ends the first reading.
Please join me in a silent moment of meditation or the spirit of prayer.
A litany of remembrance. I light candles at the church, and if possible, visit the graves. I take flowers and say a prayer that expresses gratitude for everything they have taught me. Sometimes I draw a picture and leave it. If I can't make it out to the cemetery, I play their favorite songs on the piano.
I remember those who came before.
I am an artist whose ancestors came to America from far away, long ago. I honor them through my work.
I remember those who came before.
When I look at the forests and the trees, when I see the faces of my own grandchildren, when I hear my own heartbeat,
I remember those who came before.
I am human. I tread lightly on the earth. I work to preserve my planet for those who will come after me.
I remember those who came before.
I make the food my grandparents ate, using recipes written down in their old recipe books and cards. I cherish the little things that made up their daily lives.
I remember those who came before.
I place rocks in my garden to honor those who have died. I use these rocks as touchstones, prayer beads, to remind me as I work.
I remember those who came before.
I go to church or temple. I go to my meditating space. I go to where I am most myself, and I speak with the divine as I understand it.
I remember those who came before.
I make the time to sing the songs and dance the dances my people know.
I remember those who came before.
Every year, my family and I put up a Dia de los Muertos altar, in honor of our ancestors who have passed. In this future, with the next generation, I look back.
I remember those who came before.
I honor my ancestors by loving the person that I am. My healing and my wholeness is their healing and wholeness. My right action is their right action, because I am, they are.
I remember those who came before.
May you stand proud and strong on the shoulders of your ancestors, acknowledging and honoring yourself for the magnificent creation that you are. You are the result of the love of thousands.
We remember who came before. Forever we remember.
Here ends the second reading. Please rise in body or spirit and join in singing number 1003, Where Do We Come From?
This hymn has four parts, and you can kind of pick whichever part you want to sing. Or if we repeat it often enough, you can sing several different parts. But we'll try and do this one line at a time, and so you get an educated choice. Okay, so let's everyone do the first line.
In 1910, some Mexicans had begun to be ashamed of their Aztec heritage. As Europeans came to Mexico and as more and more became available about European culture, a fad sprang up, especially among the wealthy, and Mexican people began imitating the French style of dress and wearing makeup to make their skins whiter. Lithographer and printer José Guadalupe Posada was proud of his people and their heritage, and he was disgusted by this new style of makeup and dress. So for any of you who've ever seen the Hunger Games movies, the French style of makeup was as gaudy and blatant as the styles worn by Effie Trinket and the others in the Capitol of those movies. Garish white faces and bright red rouge cheeks, penciled on red lips and glaring eyeshadow. And you can imagine what this looked like with beautiful tan and brown skins. Posada created a leaflet, and my Spanish pronunciation is terrible, so please forgive me. But the leaflet was called La Calavera Gabancera, talking about the people who were ashamed of their ancestry and who painted themselves to look like something they weren't. And he illustrated his leaflet with a female skeleton, the skeleton that became known as La Catrina. And she was wearing makeup and had on a huge designer hat, and our skeleton head here on the end is a lovely representation. She didn't have a name yet, but the image was very clear, this garishly painted female skeleton. She illustrated for him the ridiculousness of putting on a costume to avoid being seen for who you really were, and made the point that death was the great equalizer, the great leveler. Death was a member of every family, rich or poor. Death came to every race. In 1948, the artist Diego Rivera, who considered Posada to be his artistic parent or mentor, painted what came to be known as a famous mural. It was called Sunday Evening's Dream. And it's beautiful. I quite recommend looking it up. There's visualizations of it on the internet. And he included in this mural about 400 years of Mexican history, very political, including the destruction of the Revolutionary War and the beginning of this new, more modern, more fair nation that they were working to create. And Rivera took that skeleton lady from 1910 and he named her La Catrina. La Catrina is a wealthy man overdressed. La Catrina is a wealthy woman, slang. He put her in a beautiful dress and he gave her objects that a woman would have. And the art was so iconic that it entered into the culture. It became a representation of the Mexican way of dealing with death, of recognizing that it is the great leveler, that it comes to all of us, and it's not something to be afraid of. And La Catrina eventually joined the Day of the Dead celebrations, especially in the cities, as a representation of, this is where we're all headed, so why be afraid of it? Celebrate. The Day of the Dead is celebrated in Mexico and some other Latin American countries. And this holiday is old, and it's a blended, mixed, added to and subtracted from holiday. It isn't set in stone. La Catrina has been added. Other elements have been added. It combines everything from ancient Aztec religion to modern-day Roman Catholicism, Santeria. The bits all keep getting added, and it's a folk holiday. Our altar here isn't fancy. It isn't all dressed up with fine linen and glorious expensive candles. These ofrendas, these altars, are what you got. They're what reminds you of the beloved family that have left you. On some of them, you'll see packs of cigarettes, lighters, a beer can, a plate of tortillas, some oranges. They're what is real. They're about honesty. They're about who your family really was. And remembering that, remembering your own heritage, remembering where you came from, and being proud of it. Usually this is a two-day holiday with children being remembered on the first day and adults on the second. And the day's a reminder, we don't just walk through the world. We dance. And we dance with a long line of our ancestors. We hold hands across time, and we can't escape the truth of our bones. We are who we are. Putting a layer of paint over it doesn't change who we are. We are, and it's beautiful. And I've said this before, but I'll say it again. One of the concerns about this holiday is that recognizing it involves some fear of cultural appropriation. And every year, Peter Morales, who's the president of our association, he speaks to this. He said, it's very easy to miss the profound spiritual and psychological insight that makes this celebration powerful. A Mexican boy spending the night at his uncle's grave has a connection with his forebears that other children do not. Today we're connected by the web, cell phones, cable TV, but traditional cultures with their mediums and ghosts and reincarnations understand intuitively something we've repressed. The dead don't die. They live on. On this day, we create a dead altar where the living and the dead can meet and dance together. At home, this may be something that is much more germane to the culture you come out of. It might have favorite foods, a favorite perfume. You could burn incense, put a bouquet of the person's favorite flowers. You might add fresh baked bread or sweet things, wine or beer, all the candles you can fit in so that you can light their way home. The altar is simply a focal point. The ritual and the sacredness comes from the sharing and the honesty that you bring to it. Tell the stories of the dead. Share who they were and are and who you are because of them. Recognize your part in the dance. Examine the hands that you hold. And then enter into a borderland. If you don't want an altar, you don't have to have one. Cook someone's favorite dinner and tell the stories that you remember about their life. Explore all the possibilities. Suspend your disbelief, all your sophistication for just one day. Let the door swing open between the living and the dead. Dwell in that gray area. Who are you in this story of life? What parts of you have died that you need to reconnect with? What new life do you need to encourage? What will you let go? What makeup do you need to wipe off your face that covers your truth? Risk that visit and then return to the world of living, ready to dance again. Through us on this day, the dead live and they are beautiful. Use the space that feels right for you. Decorate in ways that bring home your memories. Use the colors and smells and flowers and images that matter to your culture. Invite your family and friends. Tell the stories. Share the foods, even though you've got to learn how to cook some of them and can't read the little scrawly handwriting on that recipe card. Make an effort. Bring out the preserved wedding dress, the stored golf clubs, the faded pictures. Do this as a living ritual, mindfully. Welcome your ghosts. Invite them to dance. And then, and this is important, in thanks for this lovely ritual, go out and support the local Mexican or Hispanic community. They have brought this to you. Visit a bodega in Milwaukee or Chicago. Go to lunch at Señor Tomás or another Mexican or Hispanic-owned restaurant. Not simply a Mexican restaurant, but one that brings money back to the community. Support the culture which dared to say we must honor where we have come from. Check out Latino arts in Milwaukee or the local Aztec dancers. Thank them in this way for showing us that our dead can live on too. I'd like us to take a brief moment to think of those whose names and spirits are close to our hearts. The family, friends, and even the famous people who helped to make you who you are today, but have gone ahead into mystery. And in just a moment, I'm going to start calling you forward one section at a time. If you had a picture you did not put on the altar during the prelude, you're welcome to bring it up now. I'd like to ask that you come up on this side because Heidi's going to be over there at that table with the candles. And she will give you a candle which you can light from one of those four tall tapers. You can put it anywhere on the table. There's black plates if you feel safer putting it there. If not, this is old cloth. You can put it anywhere. Don't set fire to anything. And when you've placed your candle, Laura will be over here with a microphone. Please come to the mic and just take just a few seconds. Just say the names of those you want to commemorate today, and then go on back to your seat. You don't have to have a picture to come forward, and you can choose to light a candle without speaking if speaking is uncomfortable for you. So Heidi, if you would go down by those candles, and Laura, if you'd come over here. Jim, can I have the cordless mic? And could we have those in this far section over here come forward and start on this side? Yep, everybody on this side. And you can light from any candle anywhere on the table.
William John Tim. Katie Stout and Margaret Reavers.
Rosemary Arns.
My parents, Helen and Al Mers.
My wife.
Yes, and my son.
Dale and Joyce Hesty, Stan and Georgia Bratt.
My mother, Theresa Jean Santo.
Rita, Helen, and Rainbow.
Martin and Inez Wasik, and May and Fidele Cicero.
For Eunice Johnson, my mother and Claire's grandmother.
For Pedro Thimmel, Smokey Hoyt, Anubis Wickman, and Spirit Dancer Sternkopf, all pets that I have loved so dearly.
For my father, Ernst Kuhn.
For Isaac Krill.
My sister, Mary Jane Pankow.
Alice Nelson.
Carl Peterson.
Gam Oliver.
Our son-in-law, Jason Ruffing.
My parents, John and Ruth Hillman.
Calvin Pruitt.
My mother, Dolores Bennett, and my husband, Mike Walker.
Lori, Frank, Barb, and Randy.
My parents,
Polly and Victor, my sister Linda.
Marie, D, and 20.
If I could have all these in the middle section, please come forward. And again, start at this far side.
Harry and Marion Nichols and Eleanor Harry. August, Joseph, Mary, Marilyn.
My mom, Catherine, and Phyllis Martin.
Nancy Allison Haskell. Alfred Brown Haskell.
My grandparents, James and Irene Holmes.
My dad, Louis Torak. My grandmother and grandfather, Melva Sperry and Benjamin Sperry. And
my parents, Pauline and Ole Clarence Olson.
My parents, Claude and Belva Green.
My parents, Masaru Shimizu and Asai Shimizu, and my second father in Brazil, Eloy Julius Garcia.
My dad, Bruce, and my cousin, Steve.
Eugene Peterson and Mary Surah.
My dad, John, and my brother, Brian McGovern.
My mom and dad, Claire and Morris, and my brother, Jonathan Kerner.
My parents, Albert and Helen Tucker.
My parents, Bill and Gladys Martin.
Ralph and Norma Waller.
Mickey and Jerry Ford.
Antun and Juliana Biki Laban, who made us Americans.
My parents, Betty Cross Gorgas and Virgil Victor Gorgas, Sr.
My grandparents, Inza and Russell Redessel, and Margaret and Herschel Slavens, and my brother Richard.
Zachary. Richard, Laura, and Nikita.
Peter Brem, my husband, and Anna and Frank Schaefer, my parents. And Roberta Schilt, who died this week.
Kathy Kruger, Viona Sandin, and Bill Niederberger.
My mom and dad, otherwise known as Grandma and Grandpa Gigi. And also a very good friend of ours from Guatemala. Named Diego.
My mom and dad, Josephine and Norval Stewart, and a very good friend of ours in Kenya, Stephen Mathai.
And would this side please come forward?
To my grandparents, Ram and Adi, their notion of love and God consciousness.
Patrick Chisholm.
Frank and Marilyn and Chuck.
Tom and Phyllis, my parents, and Grandma Grace and Auntie O.
Ella and Marlon Sarmard and Josephine and Federico Alvarado.
My parents, Bob and Dora.
My friend, Raymond Garacio, and my parents, Dick and Lynn Casper.
My friends, Bo Morris and Randy Steffen.
My brother, Jim Van Vliet, and my cousin, John Van Vliet.
My grandpa, Bob Scarry, and our cat, Danny.
And my grandparents, Marge and Richard Sobey, and Jean and Fred Hicks.
My parents, Harvey and Mildred Dorn.
For my dear parents, Jean and Jim Ince.
Albert, Pauline, and Clyde.
Patricia and Jim Holland, and Margaret and Matt Sarnicky.
My grandparents, Jim and Shirley, Paul and Jeanette, my uncles Tom's, my friend Josh, and my puppy Maya.
My grandparents, Tony and Roy Blakemore, my friend Lori.
Hans und Norbert, und Marie und Monika und Margret.
My parents, Rose and Werner Stotz, and three brothers, Victor, Felix, and Frank.
And my mother, Del Plakis.
Because of my age, many, many relatives, dear friends, and my husband, Wally. Wally's with me in the picture because he's with me forever.
Ole and Ingeborg Hansen and their son, my father, Robert Wayne, and Perry and Louise Hangus, and their daughter, Dorothea Bell, my mother.
My beloved friend, Danny Block, my cousin, Zach Lay, and my late partner, Bonnie.
My sister, Caitlin Joy Reinbold. My best friend, Leah Aaron Schmidt, and Marie Genevieve Eschweiler Reinbold, my grandmother.
Michael and Virginia Kluba, and my grandmother, Anna Kuschinski.
Please take just a moment in silence to look at these lights, these souls that have gone before us and that we honor. We remember, we celebrate, and we light home. May we always light their way home. May those names spoken and unspoken here today remain in your minds and hearts, and may you share their lives and feed their ghosts in love and warmth and joy. Amen.
We extinguish this chalice, but carry its light in our hearts to allow us to see who we truly are. Please rise in body or spirit and join in singing number 1074, Turn the World Around. Best in our own loving and being loved, hold us as we remember those who have gone before us and those who have loved us. May our gratitude sparkle in our lives. May our tears lubricate our souls. Let us always know that we are not alone. Peace, and may it be so.